Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to know how much this ministry is touching your life. Please take a moment and email us your story at stories@transformationchurch.net. Also, if you would like to help support this ministry financially, you can do so by visiting us at transformationchurch.net, clicking on the Giving tab, and choosing the giving option that best works for you. Thanks again for joining us. We hope you enjoy today's message.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You may be seated. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Wow. Thank you. I am just honored to be here today with you guys, and just I don't, take it lightly, take it for granted that I'm sharing the stage with one of the best pastors in the Northeast, your pastor and mine. That's right. Let's give it up for our pastor, right? I just wanted to say thank you for those who are online, for tuning in. Today is going to be a really incredible message, and not because I'm speaking it, because it's the Word of God. And I believe that there are promises and breakthroughs and strongholds and all those types of things that are going to be broken and have been broken in the name of Jesus. I believe that there is more that God wants to do today in you. Yes, and for you. I do believe that. I believe that God has something really incredible for your lives. I believe that there is something that God is going to unlock today, and it's going to bless you, and it's going to encourage you, and it's going to propel you to where God wants you to be and where he wants you to go. I hope that you came ready to receive the Word of God today. I hope that your hearts are open, that your souls are receptive to what God has in store for you today. I do want to give a shout out to my mom. Hi, Mom. I know she's watching. I love you. I wish we could be here. We could be together. I know that you're having a great time. She's on the beach, by the way. She lives in Florida. So she says, I'll watch your message later. I'm just going to be on the beach today. I'm like, okay, have fun. And of course, to my mother in love, I call her my mother in love, Carmen. I love you. And I wish we could be together as well. I hope that you're having an incredible day. And for you moms out here at TNTC, right here on campus, and if you're watching online, I just want you to know that you're doing better than you think you are. I don't think that we really believe that sometimes, right? I think that many times we believe that we're not doing a great job. Sometimes we feel like we're failing our families, we're failing our kids, right? We're frustrated. But you know what I've learned? That comparison is a joy killer. When we compare ourselves to other people, when we compare ourselves to other women and other moms and men, maybe to other men, we kill the joy of just being alive. We kill the joy of the peace that God, you know, has instilled and wants to instill in us. I want you to know that I believe, and Transformation Church believes, that you are incredible, that you're doing amazing, that we love you, that we honor you, that we pray for you, and we're just thankful for you. And I hope that you feel that today, and I hope that you feel that on your way out today, as you receive the gifts and as you take pictures with your family. Today, we are going to be continuing the sermon series called The Secret Sauce, okay? And last week, Pastor, he spoke about how he loves sauce on just about everything. He does. If you open our son came back from college and he opened the refrigerator, he's like, Mom, what is all this sauce doing in the refrigerator? And Pastor loves barbecue sauce. He loves hot sauce. He loves steak sauce. He loves sauce on everything. He even likes ketchup on eggs. Oh, okay. There are some people here. Okay. We love you. I still love you. I do. So you might ask, well, what does secret sauce really have to do with, like, the Bible? What does the secret sauce have to do with the Word of God? What does it have to do with anything spiritual at all? Now, I want you guys to do me a favor. I want you guys to stand up for this, because I believe that God has broken some strongholds in this place. I believe that God has something to share with you today. I believe that God is going to do something amazing today. I hope that you came expecting. I hope that you came anticipating the move of God over your life and in your life. I hope that you did. And if you didn't, get ready, because God is going to show off today. God is going to show off today. He is. There is a secret sauce, church. There is a secret sauce from heaven that God wants to pour over our lives that sets us apart from everything and everyone else. I want you to know today that God wants to set you apart in your business, that God wants to set you apart in your family. He wants to set you apart in your marriage, with your children, with your dreams, with your finances, with your health. He wants to set you apart, and there's a secret sauce from heaven that he wants to pour out over your life. I hope, listen, you're quiet today. You're watching me, and you're quiet, but I want you to make some noise. You know why? Because God is alive, and he's real. That's right. That is right. God has something for you. God has something for you. God has something for you online. I hope that you're standing up, because God has some secret sauce that he wants to pour out over your life today. He has something special that he wants to share with you today. He wants to bless you. He wants to cover you with his blessing. He wants to do that today. In Psalm 133, 1 through 3, it says, "Behold, how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in what? Unity. It is like the precious oil, right? On the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the collar of his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon, which falls on the mountains of Zion. For there, what, church? The Lord has commanded the blessing, life forevermore." The Lord has commanded his blessing. There is nothing that can stop the commanded blessing of God over your life, church. Nothing. When God says it, it gets done. When he promises, it is fulfilled, church. I hope, oh my goodness, I just came really excited, because I didn't realize how true all of this was until I experienced it. God has blessing. God has secret sauce. We call it secret sauce here at TC, that he wants to just pour out over your life. How many of you want the commanded blessing? Right? We want that commanded blessing, right? You want it? You want it? Yes, you want it online? Yes. We want it. We want that commanded blessing, right? It sets you apart from everything and everyone. And how do we receive that secret sauce blessing? I'm here to tell you, church, that it is honor. Honor. I know it's a word that has almost been stripped from our vocabulary lately, hasn't it? With society and everything that's going on. There's no such thing as honor much anymore. But today, as followers of Jesus, but today as Christ followers, as Christians, as believers, we're bringing it back. You know why? Because we want to be a blessing. We want to receive the blessing of God, not just for us to keep it to ourselves, church. No. But it is to spread it and give it to others. God wants to honor you. God wants to bless you. Yes, that's right. That's right. You can be seated. You can be seated. What is honor, church? What is honor? Honor is a valuing, to see as weighty, as in like precious stones, you know, diamonds and jewels, precious, appreciate, esteem, favorably regard, or respect. And where does honor begin? Honor begins at home. It begins at home. So I'm just going to give you a little backstory here. I come from a long line of very strong Puerto Rican women. Very, very strong. Yep. The kind that speak their mind. The kind that can make, takes a little something and make it, a little nothing really, and make it into something, right? And women who really, I always say this, I said, where did you, she would have like chancletas everywhere. For those of you who don't know what chancletas are, they're like flip-flops. They're slippers. And they would throw them, almost like a boomerang, right? And somehow, you know, it would hit its mark, right? And it would come back to them. So it was almost like they had like a halter, you know, with these things. She had four kids, so she had to have us like, you know, on the straight and narrow, right? I remember my mom was 15. There she is. This is my mom, Elsa. And my grandmother, she just passed away 2 months ago. She was 88. A beautiful blessing. A strong woman. Went through so much in her life. Fought to keep things together. And she did it. And she did it. She raised four amazing kids who now have grandkids who are doing amazing things for the Lord. So my mom was married at the age of 15. This was in Puerto Rico. My grandmother had signed the marriage certificate. She was 16, like 5 days shy of being 16 before she had me. And I remember in the little town in Puerto Rico, people would call her the little hen with four pollitos, with like four little chicks, because we were always like behind her, you know. Anywhere my mom went, there were her four little pollitos, her four little chicks. And she worked really hard to create an incredible life for us. She struggled, she had a lot of challenges, but to say that she's really my queen, my hero, just she will always have my heart, I will do anything for her, is an understatement. That woman deserves a Nobel Peace Prize because she has been incredible. And I absolutely love her. We're talking about honor today. And I saw honor in the way my mother took care of my grandmother. And I say this because they didn't always have a really great relationship. They were estranged for a long season. My mom held a lot of pain from certain things that had happened. And even though that was true, my mother would go pick up my grandmother. Isn't she beautiful? I just miss her so much. My mom would make sure that my grandmother went out to eat. My mom would take her out. My mom would take her to salons. My mom would take her to Puerto Rico. My mom would take her all over. My mom honored my grandmother. She really took good care of her. And about 13 years ago, 14 years ago, my grandmother needed being taken care of. My mom said, okay, let's go. You know, I'm going to take care of my mom. Even though there was this tension, my mom said, you know what? I'm going to take care of my mom. So she moved in with my mom. She took care of her for 13 years. 13 years. And even though it wasn't easy during those 13 years, I was there when my grandmother called my mom over. And I'm going to say it in Spanish, and then I'm going to translate it. She goes, mamita, ven acá. She was in bed, and she says, mamita, ahora quiero que viva tu vida. Me cuidaste por este tiempo, y te quiero mucho, y te aprecio. She basically said, darling, I want you to take care of yourself now. You've taken good care of me. Now I want you to take care of yourself. And I love you. Thank you for taking such good care of me. Isn't that incredible? All those years just kind of melted away. All that pain, the sadness was washed away. And my grandmother was able to enter eternity just with her grandkids and great-grandchildren around her. It was her legacy. There was so many. There was all these grandkids and grandchildren, great-grandchildren around her who just adored her. What honor. Right? Because we know that honor begets honor, right? Honor, God honors honor. doesn't he? God honors honor. The honor, yes, it blessed my grandmother, but ultimately the honor is from my mom. Because what legacy has she left now for us? What has God going to bless her now with? A long life, right? With good years, with health, with her children and her grandchildren around her, right? I want you to know that honor isn't for them. Honor is for you. Honor is for you. Honor is not about them. That's why I say that when we honor people, it isn't necessarily to release them from the offense. It isn't that at all. It's because we're honoring God and we're obeying the word. We honor God when we're obedient to his commands, when we're obedient to what he has shared with us to do. But many times, what do? Many times, we kind of just don't obey the word. We want the blessing. We want that secret sauce from heaven. God, give it to me. But we're not willing to be obedient. And the Lord desires for us to be obedient, right? There's a scripture that says obedience, right, is better than sacrifice. He wants us to be obedient. Ephesians 6, 2 and 3 says, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy what? Long life on the earth. The fifth commandment says for us to honor our parents. God thought that it was a little bit more important than the commandments that followed after that. What are those commandments? Murder, adultery, stealing, lying. God listed the commandments in the order of their importance. I'm not saying that murder is good or it's easier, because those all things carry consequences, right? Adultery and murder and God, it's an abomination to the Lord, those things still. However, he thought that honoring our family, our parents, was more important than all the others. God sees dishonoring our parents as a more serious offense. We block the blessing, church. We block the blessing when we dishonor. We block the blessing of God. That secret sauce blessing that we're talking about, we block it when we show dishonor. 1 Chronicles 5, 1 and 2 says, the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, he was the firstborn, but when he defiled or dishonored his father's marriage bed, his rights as firstborn were given to the sons of Israel. So he could not be listed, right? He could not be listed in the genealogical record in accordance with his birthright. And though Judah was the strongest of his brothers and a ruler came from him, the rights of the firstborn belonged to Joseph. Reuben dishonored his father. Therefore, his birthright as the firstborn was taken away. Now, if you read about Reuben's brothers, Simeon and Levi, they had committed murder in a city called Shechem, and their birthright wasn't touched. That shows me, and it should show you today, church, that dishonoring our parents is a more serious offense than murder. Now, I don't want you going out and doing anything silly or stupid. No murdering here, okay? But we do want to show honor. We want to show honor to our families. We want to show honor to our parents. Society teaches us, right? Now, if you watch TV, right, TV, they'll tell you murder's wrong and stealing is wrong. But if you watch any show and even commercials today, you will see a level of dishonor in almost all of them. Yep. Right? The wives are usually cranky and controlling. How is, someone said, yeah. We'll talk afterward, brother. Where are you? Right? The men are portrayed as clueless and silly. How is that dishonor? How is that honoring? The children are being taught that, hey, all kids lie. All kids are secretive, right? If you watch the shows today, come on, you sit down and you watch some of those shows, they're not good. If you talk to my kids will say, yeah, my mom didn't let us watch certain shows. And I know that I was looked at as a nut, but I just did not want my kids thinking that it was okay to be disrespectful, to be dishonoring to my husband and myself. Because ultimately, they go out into society. And then they can't receive from the authority in their life. They can't receive from a boss. They can't receive from a teacher. They can't receive from a professor. They can't receive from political leaders because they don't know the principle of honor. So yes, SpongeBob was banned from my house. Yes, Rugrats was also banned from my house. There were certain shows that were banned from our house. And I don't know if they watch it, if they're able, you know, they watch it now. I hope not. But this is what it is. This is what it was in our home. We have to be careful that the TV and media isn't teaching our children. So yes, we don't watch rated R movies. We don't watch, there's certain movies we don't allow. As soon as I hear something on, well, turn it off. I don't care if we paid for it. It's just off. There are certain things that you release in the spirit, church, when you allow certain things in your home. And I refuse to allow that into my home. And sometimes I wasn't understood. Sometimes my kids were like, but why? Even games. There are even games to this day. I'm like, sorry, rules are still the same. No games, no, none of those games in my house. Sorry. Because what does it teach? Is it teaching honor? Is it teaching respect? Honoring life? Honoring your family? Right? If it doesn't do that, then I'm sorry, I don't allow it at the house. So I want to talk to husbands. When husbands honor their wife in front of their children, wow. And my husband has admitted up here that sometimes he's wrong. Right? Sometimes. And when he has been wrong, he has called the boys over and he has said, Ruth, I'm sorry, so that the boys can see that it's okay to be wrong and it's okay to be sorry. In 1 Peter 3:7, it says, in the same way, you husbands must give what? To your wives. Treat your wife with understanding as you live together. Think of one way, ladies, that you just get just encouraged and you feel amazing when your husband does it. Right? For me, it's when we're in a room full of people and I'm alone. And I'm talking to a group of people, and he comes over, and he puts his arm around me. That makes me feel really, really special. Remember that. It makes me feel valued. It makes me feel that he sees me. It makes me feel like he's got my back, that he's protecting me, right? It makes me feel loved. It makes me feel honored. When wives show honor to their husbands by regarding them, respecting them, I just want to let you know something. This is a fun fact. Men, their first, I would say, what they find the most important, the number one thing, is we're all going to say one, it's not that. It's not sex, ladies. It isn't. You know what it is? What is it? Respect. Right? Men want respect. The first in front of them and behind their back. So when you're talking about them, say something nice. Don't complain about them to people. Don't tear them down. Build them up. Let them know, I love you. I see you. I care about you. You're doing an amazing job. Thank you for working as hard as you do to provide for my family, for our family. One of the things my husband, he has been pretty incredible. He's an incredible man, an incredible husband. And if I die before, and he's available, whoever, you're going to get a great husband. But I'm not planning on going anywhere anytime soon, so. But he moves heaven and earth to make sure that I'm happy. He moves heaven and earth to make sure that he puts a smile on my face every day. And my kids see that. That's honor. That's showing me honor. However, okay, wives, in Ephesians 5:33, it says, each man among you, without exception, is to love his wife as his very own self, with behavior worthy of respect and esteem, always seeking the best for her, with an attitude of loving kindness. And the wife must see to it that she respects, right? The definition of honor, right? One of those definitions was respect, right? And delights in her husband, that she notices him and prefers him. Hey, hon, you look great. You smell really good. You know, you want to esteem them, right? You want to notice them. And you want to treat him with loving concern, treasuring him, honoring him, and holding him dear. Society has done a number on our men. Has it not? We have got to stand up for our men, women. We have got to fight for the men in our lives, for our sons, our husbands, our nephews, right? We have to. Yes, there's always bad in a lot, isn't there? However, most of our men are strong. They're smart. They're intelligent. They're tender. They're loving. They're protective. They take care of us. And that's a good thing. We are to protect them and esteem them. We're strong, women. We're strong, and we should protect our husbands and protect our children, our men, boys, and make sure that when there's something on TV or on social media that does not show honor and esteem them, that we turn it off. Or maybe use it as a learning, as a teaching moment. Well, this is not really what this is just a show. It's not really what men are really like. Teach them. When children show honor to their parents by being honest, respectful, helpful, God commands his blessing on that child. And eventually, society wins. Right? In Ephesians 6, 2-3, again, it says, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go what? Go well with you, and that you may live a what? A long life. I'm sure you're asking, well, how can I show honor to my parents? I didn't have a good parent. I didn't have a good father. I didn't have a good mother. I didn't. So what do I do? How do I show honor to them? We show honor. We show honor to them in four ways. We show honor in thought. How many of us can say, you don't have to raise your hand or anything, and say, I've thought some not so nice things about my parents? Right? I have thought some not so great things about my parents. I have said really mean things in my thought life about my parents. God dishonors that. That's dishonoring. God doesn't bless when we're doing that. I had to ask God to forgive me because many times, you know, for whatever reason, I've thought not so nice things too. And I had to ask the Lord to forgive me. And I said, God, I'm going to do better. I'm going to do better. How about words? We may not be able to tell our parent because of whatever they did, abandonment or abuse, that we love them. But we can say, you know what? Thank you for having me. Because I'm the woman I am today or the man I am today because you had me. I watch Running Wild with Bear Grylls, one of my favorite shows. And Terry Crews was on that show. And Terry Crews told a story about his father. And in that story, he said that his father was a very violent, volatile man. And he remembers thinking, I'm going to grow up, I'm going to be strong so that I can protect my mom from my father. So he would work out, he would do all, everything he did so that he knew he would have to fight his father one day. This is what he thought. Many, many, many years later, he's sitting across from his father and he tells his father, thank you for having me, for it made me the man I am today. You may not be able to tell your parent, I love you, like Terry Crews did. However, you can say, thank you for having me. I am the woman I am today, or I am the man I am today because of you. Show honor to your parents in your words, in our actions. Here at Transformation Church, we don't give information for information. We give information for transformation, right? We give information for transformation, church. So here at TC, we want you guys to take this, what we've taught you every Sunday, what we're teaching you, and use it to be better. Like parents, as parents, we tell our kids do this, do that, and they don't understand why we're doing what we're doing, but we tell them we're doing it because we love you, and that's what I'm telling you today. Make sure that everything we teach you on a Sunday, you're taking it and applying it to your life because it will change you. It will transform your life. And we're doing it because we love you. Actions. Actions. Send a card. Send a text today. Go make that visit. Take that drive. Maybe you can't say, I love you, Mom. I love you, Dad. But you can say, thank you. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for allowing me to live. Thank you for giving me life because it's made me the person that I am today. Also in our heart, right? Honor flows from our heart. You know why? Because we love Jesus. When we love Jesus, everything flows from there. It's easy. It's easy. I love Jesus. It's almost like you're on a different level. You're at a different plane. You're just like, I love Jesus, so all this stuff out here is going to be easier for me to do because I love Jesus. So I'm going to honor you within my heart, with my heart. It's going to flow from my heart. God wants you to know today that you're doing better than you think you are, but he doesn't want you to stay there. God wants you to take what you've learned today and apply it to your life. Honor your parents, honor your family, honor your husbands, your wives, your children, honor your mother, your father, honor, because it will go well with you and you will live a long life and the blessing of God will flow from the top to the bottom and eventually that will flow into the world, into society. Let's love one another. Let's honor one another. Can we pray?
Lord, we are just thankful.